Hare Krishna. So Arjuna was telling Krishna that, okay, see, I agree that we are not the body, the spirit, soul. But then, by us, because of you and me, we will be the cause of a living entity, a jiva or a soul, to leave the body known as Bhishma. So now, this is a very, very important argument that Arjuna is putting forward. That you and I will be the cause for this. And so Krishna recited the previous verse that we saw. That is verse number 21, where he says, Veda vinashinam nityam ya enam ajam avyayam katham sa purusha partha kam ghatayati hantikam. So the last line, he says, Kam hanti, who is the killer? And kam ghatikam, who can cause anyone to kill? So basically Krishna, in the previous shloka, that is shloka number 21, he said that none of us, nor you or me, are responsible for anyone's death. So this is what Krishna has told. But then Arjuna said, okay, theek, I agree with you. No, I cannot argue with you. I agree with you what you said. But still, see, we will be the cause of the soul to give up that body. So currently, Bhishma, Drona and others, they're there in a particular body. And we will be the reason or the cause to deprive them of the enjoyment or the happiness of their current bodies. Oh Krishna, I don't think this is good. And now in this verse that we're going to see, shloka number 22, Krishna is going to prove this logic of Arjuna completely faulty. It goes like this, shloka number 22. वासांसि जीर्णानि यथा विहाय नवानि गृह्णाति नरोपराणि तथा शरीराणि विहाय जीर्णानि अन्यानि सम्याति नवानि देहि. सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग यथा नरः एज डिफरेंट पीपल एज पर्सन्स यथा नरः विहाय गिव अप Jirnani vasamsi. Give up what? Old garments, old clothes, and Grannati accepts aparani navani. Some other new clothes. So basically, the first two lines means as the person puts on new garments, puts on new clothes, giving up the old ones. Similarly, tatha dehi. Similarly, the soul, dehi, here, hope we understand the word dehi now. Dehi is the one who owns the Deha. So the Atma owns the Deha. So he's called as Dehi. So it's given. Tatha Dehi. Similarly, the soul, what happens? Vihaya gives up. Again, the same thing. Jirnani, but instead of Vasamsi, now it's Sharirani. Jirnani, Sharirani gives up the old body and Samyati accepts. Navani Anyani accepts. Some other new body. So this shloka basically says that as a person puts on new garment, giving up the old one, similarly, the soul gives up the old body, accepts the new body. Now, this is a very nice argument that Krishna is putting forward in front of Arjun. Let's try to understand this shloka now deeper. How this shloka proves that logic of Arjuna to be faulty. First thing we need to understand, a very, very beautiful analogy from Mundaka Upanishad and Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Here Prabhupada is quoting that in the purport. So it describes that the soul, Atma, and super soul, Paramatma, they are like two birds sitting on the same tree. Now one bird is eating the fruit. Which bird is eating the fruit? The Jivatma, the atomic soul. He is eating the fruit. And Paramatma, the super soul, is watching, is witnessing. Now, both of them are same in quality. Both of them are spirit. But then, one is trying to enjoy the fruits and other is just witnessing. So, like here in this case, Arjuna is that bird who is eating the fruit and Krishna is the one who is witnessing. And in our case, it's we who are eating the fruit and Krishna as Paramatma in our heart, he is witnessing. Paramatma and Atma, they are friends. Like we have Arjuna and Krishna. But then, Paramatma or Super Soul, he always remains as Master, and the Jivatma or the atomic soul, he always remains as the servant. A very, very important concept to understand. Now, there might be a question saying, okay, but then what is the cause? What is the cause for a soul to change from one body to another? What is the cause? Very, very important understanding here. It's given by Srila Prabhupada. Very, very important. It says, forgetfulness of this relationship. Which relationship? The relationship of master and servant. Forgetfulness of the master and servant relationship by the atomic soul is the cause of one's changing the body, one body to another, or changing from one branch to another branch. So this is what is the main reason. We have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. We are trying to be masters instead of being the servant. That is the biggest cause. So Krishna is the master and we are the servant. And since we have forgotten that relationship, we are there in this material world from time immemorial, jumping from one branch to another, or going from one branch or one body to another body. How does this change of body happens? Prabhupada very beautifully is mentioning here. Super soul fulfills the desire of the atomic soul as one friend fulfills the desire of another. See, we might desire something and we might forget. But then our friend, our eternal friend Krishna is always there with us. And he remembers each and every desire of ours. Don't know if it is really good or bad, but then he remembers that. And then, suppose, now we forget here in this body and then enter another body. Krishna also comes with us to the another body. And then he reminds us about the various desires that we have. So depending on our desire, we get the next body. And this one important line that is mentioned here, this all happens. Transference of the atomic individual soul to another body is made possible by the grace of super soul. So by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of super soul, this transmigration from one body to another happens. So just imagine, you know, Krishna is acting like our servant. We desire something and then he's helping us to fulfill that desire by giving some body according to our desire. So this is a very, very nice and interesting analysis. And this change of body we've already discussed in shloka number 13. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptis dhiras tatra namuyati. Like the soul changes the body from boyhood to youth to old age, similarly, at the end of life, the soul is transferred to another body. So this is what we saw, and this current verse that we are discussing is similar to that verse, verse number 13. Now the question is, okay, all these things is okay, but then, is there any way to get out of the cycle of birth and death, changing bodies and other things? Is it possible? It is possible, because every problem has a solution in Bhagavad Gita. It is given here very, very beautifully. What is that? A very beautiful shloka, you know, which talks about this. The jiva soul is struggling very hard on the tree of the material body. So all of us, we are not happy with this body for sure. We all are struggling with this body. But as soon as he agrees to accept the other bird as the supreme spiritual master, who is that other bird? Krishna. As soon as we accept Krishna as the supreme spiritual master, as Arjuna agreed to do by voluntary surrender onto Krishna for instruction. Where did Arjuna surrender? Do we remember? Shloka number 7. Karpanya dosho apahatsva bhavaha. So in that, at the last line says, Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. I surrender unto you, O Krishna, as disciple. Shadhimam, please instruct me. So there Arjuna surrendered. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. That when we surrender to or accept other bird, that is Krishna, or the Supreme Soul, as our spiritual master or the Supreme Personality, what happens? The subordinate bird immediately becomes free from all lamentations. As soon as we accept Krishna as the master and abide by the instructions given by the master, all our sufferings and lamentation caused by this body and the change of body will be eliminated at one go, in one moment, according to Prabhupada. So now, all this, whatever we discussed, how is it proving Arjuna's logic faulty? Last few lines of this particular purport. Arjuna should rather be happy to kill their bodies in the righteous fight so that they may be cleansed at once of all reactions from various bodily activities. So, if you remember, we had discussed in one of the shlokas that the punishment that a judge gives is very, very important, because that punishment helps the person to get rid of the sins in that same life. He will not suffer for that in the next life. So here, that's what is told, that Arjuna should understand that when he's killing them, he's actually helping them. Helping them to do what? Helping them to be cleansed at once of all reactions from all the various bodily activities that they have done. And then one important point that comes here is, one who lays down his life on the sacrificial altar or in the proper battlefield is at once cleansed of the bodily reactions and promoted to a higher status of life. So what was Arjuna's argument? Oh, they will miss their bodies. They will lose their bodies. They will be deprived of the enjoyment or happiness in their current bodies. Krishna is saying, forget about it. They are going to get some higher destination. They will get higher bodies, newer bodies, like the newer clothes. And they will have better happiness, better enjoyment. What are you speaking of, Arjuna? Get up. Tektvo tishtha. And fight. So this is what Krishna is telling here. But Arjuna is like, ha, theek hai. Whatever you're saying is okay. But Krishna is like, okay, no problem. We still have more shlokas to go to make you understand that they are not the bodies. You are not the bodies. We all are spirit souls. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.